Welcome into the Sports Hub Patriots podcast. I'm Alex Barth from 98.5thesportshub.com. Coming to you after the first day of joint practices between the Patriots and the Panthers. A big day down in Foxborough. Here to join us to help us sort through it all is Zach Cox. He covers the Patriots for NESN. And Zach, let's just start, you know, big picture. This is a big practice. Bill Belichick told us yesterday and today that in some ways these practices matter more than the preseason games. What was your biggest takeaway from today's practice?
Well, I think the most impressive unit for the Patriots was the Patriots defense. But my biggest takeaway was that the offense looked functional. It looked fine. It looked pretty good in stretches. It certainly wasn't perfect by any means. But really what I was looking for in these practices was the Patriots offense going to look like it did in some of those practices last week where they couldn't run the ball at all. Mac Jones was just consistently under siege. They couldn't block anybody. There's free rushers everywhere. That's not what we saw today. We saw more of a actual legitimate NFL offense that did make some plays, and it wasn't tearing up the Panthers defense by any means. But I think you got to feel a little bit better about what the Patriots are doing offensively just after seeing the way that unit performed today, because it was not an abject disaster like it has been in some previous days.
And I think it's important to add context to, you know, a lot of people have come out of this and said, well, the Panthers, you know, what is their roster? And I think that's true when we're talking about the Panthers offense. They don't have a quarterback, but they got
some guys on defense.
Yeah, they got two top 10 picks starting at corner, that defensive front with Brian Burns, Derek Brown, Yetur Gross-Matos. I mean, that's a legitimate group that the Patriots took care of, specifically up front. Did you notice anything maybe different from the offensive line or maybe even with Mac Jones before the snap that you think either wasn't there or just wasn't clicking the first couple weeks of camp?
It just seems like the communication was just a lot cleaner and a lot better. As I mentioned before, you just weren't seeing the free rushers that were coming through. There were a couple of moments that I think it was Cole Strange allowed what would have been a sack in a game situation. There was another play where Mac Jones had to scramble out of the pocket, ended up tucking it and running it from a protection breakdown. But those were the minority in plays. Most of the plays that I saw from Mac Jones and that offense, he was able to stand in the pocket and deliver a throw downfield, which it sounds like a pretty low bar to set, but that's kind of where we were with this Patriots offense after which we saw earlier in training camp. So you got to hope if you're a Patriots fan that all these communication issues that we've been talking about over these last couple of weeks are either something that the team is just now sort of getting used to. They're adjusting to what the some of the new calls and the new checks and the new alerts and all of the things that they're putting in, or the Patriots coaching staff is recognizing that some of those things weren't really working and is making some tweaks to make it a little bit easier maybe on players. Don't know which one that is. Obviously we're not behind the scenes there in those meeting rooms, but it does seem like something has improved and changed just from a communication standpoint, just because it doesn't seem like that group is as disjointed as it was a couple weeks ago.
Well, let me ask you this. And this is, I think, a question that's starting to come up. And I'm not saying that everything is fixed because of this change. I think it more so coincides, but going back to the end of last week when the Patriots offense had that first practice where they really seemed to figure it out, Isaiah Wynn wasn't on the field. Mm-hmm. And he's now missed three practices. We saw some Justin Herron, but mostly Yodney Kajust, especially the last 2 days. Do you put any stock in the offense looks better when Kajust is out there instead of Wynn?
I mean, it certainly has so far in these last couple of days. I think Kajust has actually played very well since he's come in that right tackle spot. This is a guy that I had basically all but written off coming into this training camp because he's been here for 3 years. He's only played offensive snaps in three regular season games. One of those games he got benched. He just really seemed like I kind of put him in the Jo'Wan Williams category of, yeah, this guy was still a reasonably high draft pick, but I really can't see him even being on this team, never mind being a contributor. But ever since he's slotted in there last week, he's really held his own. I haven't seen many kind of glaring errors from him. I'm not an offensive line technique expert, so maybe there's some things that he's not doing well that haven't been readily apparent to observers. But I think he's seems to have stabilized that group pretty well, especially because, yeah, as you kind of alluded to, Isaiah Wynn did not look super impressive, I would say, at right tackle over that first week and a half of training camp. And then the day that Justin Herron replaced him, Justin Herron was actively bad, I would say, in that one practice. I guess it shouldn't be super surprising because he has been much better as a left tackle than a right tackle in his career. But after that one day of Herron, they made the change, put Kajust in there, and he's really stuck for the last, what is it, three practices plus a preseason game now, even though he did play on both sides in that preseason game. It's going to be interesting when Isaiah Wynn is back healthy and ready to go. Bill Belichick called him day-to-day today. He wasn't at practice, did see him down on that side rehab field, kind of doing some conditioning stuff. So that would suggest to me that he's at least close to returning to the field. But when he is, are the Patriots going to just immediately insert him right into that right tackle spot? Or is that a position where he's going to have to sort of beat out his replacement for his own job? Because obviously he's never been a right tackle in the NFL. So a lot of intrigue over there on the right side of the offensive line. But it has been pretty clear that the unit has looked better with Kajustin there so far.
When it comes to the skill positions, and we sort of touched on this earlier, the Panthers, they've got some personnel on defense, especially in the secondary. The two top 10 picks at corner, Jeremy Chinn at safety. What'd you think of Tyquan Thornton? It felt like today was a big step for him. He didn't play a ton in the Giants game, so really his first chance to regularly go against another team's NFL caliber talent.
Yeah, I think it was more of the same kind of for Tyquan Thornton that we've seen from him in the Patriots practices thus far with their own team. Some moments for him. So he got in there with Mac Jones a decent amount. I believe he had one catch on three targets from Jones in 11 on 11 drills today. Also worked with Brian Hoyer a little bit, kind of that swing man between the first team offense and the second team offense. That's basically what we saw from him in most of the previous practices, really going back to the start of training camp. I think overall it's been encouraging for Thornton. You still haven't had really the day where he goes out and just kind of dominates, kind of like some of the things we're seeing from George Pickens down in Pittsburgh or some of these other rookies. Haven't really seen that from him yet. But I'm also not really expecting a ton from him this season. I think if Tyquan Thornton goes out and catches, I don't know, 30 passes, 500 yards, a couple touchdowns, that would be a very promising rookie season for him, just with all the veterans above him on the depth chart. So I still think he's trending in the right direction. You haven't really seen any openly concerning moments, I think, from him in a while. So I think he's on the right trajectory, but I think Patriots fans may need to temper their expectations a bit. It was actually funny. I asked Troy Brown about Tyquan Thornton yesterday, and he basically said, yeah, he's a rookie. He has a very long way to go. Yeah, he made a play in a preseason game, but it's a preseason game, and he's a rookie, and he has a very long way to go. So the Patriots are clearly trying to temper those expectations themselves. So, yeah, we'll see how he progresses, but I still think I agree with Brown. I think he's still got a ways to go.
On the defensive side of the ball, you talked about before, they dominated, and they really did. I thought especially up front, when the Patriots offense was struggling earlier in camp, you know, the question was kind of out there. Well, are they really this bad, or is the defense maybe this good and something? Well, we sort of kind of saw the level today. It does kind of feel like the defense, at least up front, maybe is trending in that direction.
Yeah, that was one of my things I noted in my observations after practice today, is maybe we weren't giving the Patriots defense quite enough credit for how poorly the offense was performing at times in some of those practices. And as you mentioned earlier, the Panthers offense has some questions, especially up front. I don't think their offensive line is particularly good. It certainly didn't look particularly good today, but the Patriots were very disruptive. And one thing that was encouraging to me was that it wasn't just one player that was disruptive. It was really five or six guys kind of up and down the lineup, because that was an issue for them last season, especially from a pass rush perspective. It was basically Matthew Judon, Christian Barmore, and then a gigantic drop until whoever else you would get to on that list. Judon certainly was in there a lot today, but Dietrich Wise also was in the backfield a lot. I think I had him down for two or three sacks. You saw Anthony Jennings in there. You saw Devon Godshaw in there. You saw Barmore. You even saw a couple of defensive backs come in on some safety and cornerback blitzes. Justin Bethel had I don't know the last time Justin Bethel had a sack in a game. So that's something that you don't typically see, but I think that's something that's going to be important for this Patriots defense this year. It can't be as top heavy as it was last year, because it's fine to have a top heavy pass rush when your top pass rusher is getting 2.5 sacks a game. But when he's either injured or successfully limited, like Judon was late last season, you just saw what the effects of that were, and the Patriots didn't have anybody that could come up and fill that void. So I'm going to be interested to see how this group progresses once we get into the actual real games with the actual real game plans. But so far, I think the returns have been pretty positive, and it looks like the Patriots might have a little bit more depth in that unit than they did last year.
Yeah, that was the standout to me, that it was so many guys. And you mentioned Judon, Barmore, Wise, Jennings, and I know I'm missing one there, but in Godshaw, I mean, that's the group that's going to be on the field. It feels like a significant amount, with Jennings really coming on strong here. That feels like it's going to be their base, you know, front seven minus the inside linebacker. So to see those guys get off to that start is encouraging. One more here. I know you're up against it in the secondary. The latest experiment, it seems like, to build depth back there at the corner position, specifically boundary corner, is moving Jonathan Jones to the outside. There were some mixed results on that today. He got beat once by DJ Moore. I thought he came back and made a nice play on Moore late in practice in that 2-minute drill. What have you thought of Jones on the boundary?
Yeah, it seems to be almost evolving beyond an experiment at this point. I think this was, what, the fourth or fifth practice in a row that the Patriots have had Jalen Mills and Jonathan Jones as their two outside cornerbacks, which is a significant change for Jones, because he's been mostly a slot guy who can play some safety really throughout his career. He hasn't been used much at all as an outside cornerback, but it does seem like the Patriots view him as one of their top two options at this point, with maybe Terrence Mitchell falling off a little bit from where we saw him at the beginning of camp. Now Malcolm Butler hasn't been out there for a couple of days. Jack Jones looks like a guy who's going to contribute this year, going to be in the mix, but probably not ready for a starting job just yet. And with kind of those concerns elsewhere, Jones is a guy who's been in the system for a long time, and the Patriots clearly trust him. I think you are going to run into some issues because he is a smaller guy if he's going up against some bigger bodied receivers, and just the different nuances of playing inside versus playing outside. It's a pretty different position in a lot of ways. But at this point, it does seem like those are the two favorites to start there in the outside. And I agree with your assessment of Jones in practice today. He let up the long touchdown to Moore, but he was in coverage on three incompletions in that final 2-minute drill. I think he got a hand on one of them. So he's been around the ball a lot in camp, and you haven't seen too many kind of glaring negative plays from him. But I'm still interested to see what that slot position looks like if this is a permanent move and Jones does stay outside, because for a little while there, it looked like it was Marcus Jones, and now it kind of looks like a full-on competition between Marcus Jones and Miles Bryant. They've been sort of rotating with that first team for the last couple of days. Bryant has gotten the first crack in the last two practices. I think I would probably, in my assessment, I think Marcus Jones is probably better suited for that job, just because when the Patriots drafted him, I kind of viewed him as them looking for a better version of Miles Bryant. But if they don't view him as someone who's completely ready to be a pseudo starter in the defense from day one, maybe that is a role they give to Bryant to start the season. So still some intrigue at that slot spot, but it does seem like the outside cornerback questions that we were really asking pretty frequently earlier in the spring and earlier in the summer, some of those seem to be answered at this point.
Yeah, and just the inside thing too, I think that's a really good point. I look at it almost like you mentioned Miles Bryant. I think Sean Wade may be in that conversation too, but that's maybe not even just a position battle, but a roster battle as well. Real quick, anything else stand out to you today that you think's worth noting?
I mean, the fights were interesting. Yeah. Those are that first one involving Christian Wilkerson and Kendrick Bourne and a bunch of other guys. That was one of the bigger training camp fights I've seen in a long time, with some legitimate punches. There were like 60 guys in that scrum. It seemed like it was kind of it was only a matter of time after seeing how aggressive some of the Panthers defenders were earlier in this practice, really going after balls, punching out balls, kind of playing maybe an extra half second after the whistle, which seemed to get out in some of the Patriots' nerves. Bill Belichick and Matt Rhule squashed that all after the third fight, I believe, and the fourth and fifth ejections. We didn't see any more shenanigans the rest of practice, but these guys have a whole other day of joint practices tomorrow. So we'll see if there's any more fisticuffs ensuing out there on Wednesday.
Right. There's some comedian who has a bit about how do you fight a football player? It's like punching a clam, right? Guys are throwing punches at helmets. You're lucky you don't break your hand.
Just got to go body blows, body blows.
He is Zach Cox. He covers the Patriots for Nesson. You can find his work there or on Twitter at Zach Cox Nesson. Zach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.